This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden rejecting criticism of his handling of the chaotic U.S. pullout from Afghanistan warned Friday that the operation to evacuate thousands through Kabul airport carries risk and promised Americans there that we will get you home. He then said, I cannot promise what the final outcome will be. Biden, in a speech and answering questions from reporters, dismissed criticism that the administration misjudged the speed with which the Taliban would take over Afghanistan and that he was slow to start evacuation of American and Afghan allies of the 20-year-long U.S. presence there. Biden called the airlift one of the largest, most difficult of its kind, amid concerns about the possibility of militant attack in Kabul. Biden said the operation is risky. European Union officials told a meeting of interior ministers this week that the most important lesson from 2015 was not to leave Afghanistan to their own devices and that without urgent humanitarian help, they will start moving, according to a confidential German diplomatic memo obtained by the Associated Press. Austria, among the EU's migration hardliners, suggested setting up deportation centers in countries neighboring Afghanistan so that EU countries can deport Afghans who have been denied asylum, even if they cannot be sent back to their homeland. The desperate scenes of people clinging to aircraft taking off from Kabul's airport have only deepened Europe's anxiety over a potential refugee crisis. The U.S. and its NATO allies are scrambling to evacuate thousands of Afghans who fear they'll be punished by the Taliban. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of people in Afghanistan continue to wait nervously to see whether the United States will deliver on President Joe Biden's new pledge to evacuate all Americans and all Afghans who aided the war effort. The Taliban leader has arrived in Kabul for talks with the group's leadership. Time for evacuations is running out and ahead of Biden's August 31st deadline to withdraw most remaining U.S. troops. Gulf nation of Bahrain says that it is allowing flights to use its transit facilities, and the United Arab Emirates says it will host up to 5,000 Afghans prior to the departure to other countries. President Joe Biden's special envoy from North Korea arrived in South Korea Saturday for discussions over stalemated nuclear diplomacy with the North. Sung Kim's visit comes amid fresh tensions over ongoing U.S.-South Korean military exercises, which the North has described as an invasion rehearsal and threatened unspecified countermeasures that would leave the country facing a security crisis. Kim will meet his South Korean counterpart on Monday and also plans to hold separate talks with the Russian deputy foreign minister, who also arrived in Seoul on Saturday. Haitians left hungry and homeless by a devastating earthquake are rushing relief shipment trucks and in some cases stealing desperately needed supplies. People stole from mattresses, tarps, and Good Friday in the small, hard-hit area. In the town, men climbed onto the back of a half-open container truck and pulled out sacks of food that others then carried away. Hundreds of anti-lockdown protesters clashed with police in Melbourne, Australia on Saturday. Aerial footage showed demonstrations breaking police lines before violence erupted. Vietnam's government says that it is sending troops to Ho Chi Minh City to help deliver food and to households as it further tightens restrictions on people's movements in a worsening surge of the coronavirus. The army personnel will be deployed to help with logistics as the city of 10 million people asks residents to stay put for 2 weeks starting Monday. The move comes as Vietnam, which weathered much of the pandemic with very few cases, recorded more than 10,000 new infections and 390 deaths on Friday. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.